When Toys R Us closed all 735 stores across the country last month, many people blamed online competitors like Amazon. But former employees are pointing fingers at private equity firms and demanding severance pay. From the KJZZ Business Desk, Christina Estes introduces us to a former Phoenix store manager that has turned activist.
Tracy Auerbach's dining room table is covered in memories.
All kinds of fun things that we did in the store.
Huge black frames highlight dozens of photos.
There I am as a giraffe.
That used to hang in her office at the Babies R Us store in Ahwatukee. That's also where she displayed a shiny silver trophy.
Out of the 15 stores in Arizona, my Babies R Us store was the winner of this trophy, so I keep it near and dear to my heart.
After 30 years with Toys R Us, including 10 in Phoenix, Auerbach's final day was gut-wrenching.
Being in retail, you work lots and lots and lots of hours. So the people you work with really and truly become your family. Now you don't get to see your family every single day. We're still in touch, but it's different.
Tears fill her eyes, but Auerbach doesn't want pity. She wants money. Severance pay that Toys R Us has historically provided and promised them. When workers began worrying they might get nothing, Auerbach says she told them to give it time. The company would come through.
And then they made a fool out of me.
She got mad and got moving. With the help of two groups, Rise Up Retail and Center for Popular Democracy, Auerbach joined other former employees to lobby politicians in Washington, D.C. and to march into the lobbies of companies they hold responsible.
Never done anything like this in my life.
How did Auerbach and 33,000 other employees end up in this fight? It goes back to 2005, when private equity firms Bain Capital and KKR and Vornado Realty Trust used a leveraged buyout to purchase Toys R Us. A leveraged buyout includes a combination of equity and debt. The $6.6 billion sale included more than $5 billion in debt.
And the idea is that you pay down that debt over time, and thereby increasing the equity share, just like building home equity.
Laura Lindsay is a professor at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business.
The question is whether or not you think sales are going to generate enough money to service the debt, pay the interest on the debt.
Toys R Us was on the hook for hundreds of millions in annual interest payments. Now toss in the Great Recession, a failed partnership with Amazon, and competition from Walmart and Target. During this time, Tracy Auerbach says employee benefits, positions, and hours were cut.
Less time to clean, to fix, to take care of, you know, things that maybe were falling apart or needed attention. There was no one there to do it.
Since the buyout, Bain, KKR, and Vornado have collected nearly $500 million in fees and interest payments. Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva and his colleagues in the Progressive Caucus sent a letter to the firms asking, among other things, exactly how did they earn those fees?
You know, these leveraged buyouts have to come with some rules. It can't just be a corporate raider goes in, like Bain, buys it, takes what it can from it, dumps debt on it, and then leaves.
But ASU's Laura Lindsay says private equity firms want to turn companies around because then they make more money. Many investors in private equity firms are public pensions, groups that cover retirements for teachers, police officers, and firefighters.
Let's be frank, these people are very well compensated. But they're also highly skilled, and they return money to their investors.
Okay, this is item 9B.
During last month's investment committee meeting of the California Public Employees Retirement System, former Toys R Us employees spoke out.
Make sure you're not investing in companies that are all about corporate greed instead of workers' needs.
In Minnesota, the state pension board has suspended new commitments to KKR while it reviews the firm's role in Toys R Us's downfall. People close to the situation but not authorized to speak on the record say severance pay discussions are underway between Toys R Us and former employees.
After 30 years of working for them, I got plenty of time to wait.
Back at Tracy Auerbach's home, she shows off Jeffrey money, named after the iconic Toys R Us giraffe.
It got so crazy, people would counterfeit it.
Today, Jeffrey money can't pay for anything, but it's still worth a lot to Auerbach, just like her employees.
They really are my family, and I need to take care of them.
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.